All right, guys, I'm here with Danny Qs, a.k.a. Danny Q Funk. He's got that amazing Danny Q and the sweatband that are getting ready to come out, give you that 8-bit funk and that 8-bit jazz. Dude has been ridiculous. He's been a good friend of the show. And so he's here tonight to sit in with people and just fuck shit up how he does. So, hey, Dan, welcome to Real Music Radio with the Jelly Bean Johnsons. Nothing compares to Prince.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me. I'm excited about hanging tonight and just enjoying the night, enjoying all the talent here in Minnesota, and just making music and seeing friends.
And since tonight is about the memory of Prince, like, what did he mean to you as a musician growing up?
Oh my gosh, it's crazy that I never really got the opportunity to perform with Prince, but I feel like he is alive within me when it comes to the music that I create, and he was just such a major influence in not only the music that I listen to, but the music that I write, how to be a performer, how to really get on stage and own the stage. I mean, I don't want to say that I model everything that I do after him, but he really just inspired me to be a better musician, in all facets of being a musician. So,
well, then it's good that you say that he inspired you, because that one show you did with the butt out pants, dude. Oh my God. Best show ever.
Oh God. I think if I did that, people would just run.
Well, if you got the pink to go with the pink, it might work.
Some pink assless chaps, absolutely.
Right, right. There's some neighborhoods you can't do that in. There's some that you could.
Yeah. Uptown might be a good spot for that. Yeah, right. East side of St. Paul, probably not so much.
Right, right. So, the sweatband. Dude, you told me last year it was coming, and I've been waiting. What can you tell us about the sweatband?
So, obviously, I've been doing kind of the contemporary jazz thing for a while now, and I think I've just really come to realize that funk is true in my blood and who I really want to be as an artist. So, the sweatband has been sort of this brainchild of mine for a while now, and was able to co-found this project with a guitar player in town named David Feely. And we sat down early, I should say late 2018, and decided to move forward with the project. We put the musicians together, started rehearsing, and we've been writing. And we had our debut show at First Avenue, which is a dream come true of mine, because that's obviously the stage that Prince really cut his teeth on and really, made a mark for himself. So we debuted the project a few weeks ago at First Avenue, and it was just incredible. And so we're in the process of recording the album, and we're hoping to release at least an EP, if not a full album, later this year.
Awesome. And I know I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait for them to hear it. So, I've got you back when it's ready. We'll get you back on. We'll talk about it. We'll play it. We'll spin it. Been kind of getting into a takeover situation with the show. If an artist has a whole album that we're going to debut, I just get the segments from them, and it'll be your show. You'll talk about the record. We'll play the record. You won't even hear from me. We'll just let you have it.
I love it. So, and I think it'd be cool. If we can make it happen, we'll get the whole band on there.
Yeah,
What I really wanted to do with this new project was create a culture of collaboration amongst local musicians here in Minnesota, because I've kind of lost that over the years being a solo artist.
Right.
And now I have six other guys that I get to bounce ideas off of and collaborate and create, and it's really special.
And so for being here tonight with Jelly Bean, obviously you don't have a particular set set up, but I know last year in November you came up and you ruled the stage with J-Mac. Like, you guys had been playing together for 20 years. You met 5 minutes before. What do you got in store for everybody tonight?
I think kind of the same thing. I'm going to kind of feel the room out and talk to a few guys and see if they want me to sit in. I mean, that's the great thing about being a sax player, is really you can just show up anywhere with your horn. If you know the guys, just jump on stage and rip it up. And I kind of love the spontaneity of that. It often creates really really great moments when you just jump up on stage. You have no idea what we're going to play, what's going to happen, and the spontaneity of it, can create these really special moments. So I'm just kind of looking forward to doing that tonight.
All right. And I guess my last question would be is, like, why was it important to come here tonight when you got the invitation?
Because you guys are such strong supporters of not only Minnesota, musicians, but obviously just musicians throughout the world. And I think it's important for you to give time back to those who support us, because without stations like Real Music Radio, without people like you really grinding it out, pushing our music out there, and really just supporting us emotionally, it would be really difficult for us to continue you know, on this path and continue doing what we do. So I'm really out here to thank you guys for what you guys do. And obviously I'm here to pay tribute to Prince and everything that he did for the music scene. But really tonight is about supporting local musicians and really supporting you guys in your quest to help us out. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah, and we definitely appreciate you giving it back. And I'm gonna quit talking so you can get out on stage and make it happen. Guys, you didn't get a ticket. We might go Facebook Live. We might not. I don't know if I'm going to give you all anything or not. You might just have to wait for the interviews and be like, what did I miss? And hear us telling you about it. So, again, Danny Q Funk, Danny Q's, the Sweatband, it's coming. You're going to hear it first on Real Music Radio. You're going to hear it first on Masterclass. He's going to take over the show, him and the band. It's a done deal right now. It's a done deal. So it's going to happen. Go out there and kill him, man, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you, brother.